I know that you were present at the memorial service earlier this week. Your thoughts there?
Let me tell you, that was one of the most moving ceremonies I've been to. I was so appreciative of Congressman Flores for filling in for the governor and, you know, talking about what this community's been through with the loss of Constable Bachman and then our two firefighters. It's just, and, you know, our thoughts and prayers are with those families. It was nice to be able to go back with the Wallace family and visit with them a while. They are from Marlin in District 12, and I was so grateful to be able to spend a little time with them. And then our two officers in Galveston. I'm going to make a public appeal real quick. You know, I served with Senator Birdwell as well. And, you know, with his incident at the Pentagon in 9/11, he right. and his wife, Mel, reached out to me, and I reached out to Chief McGregor and Mayor Bienski, that their ministry helping burn victims, they would love to help. So hopefully if our letters don't reach there, this radio announcement will get to those families, let them know we want the Birdwells would love to help those two families as well.
Great, good. I appreciate you doing that. Let's talk the business of the House a little bit. Y'all had some housekeeping to actually take care of to get that Medicaid funded where there had been a shortfall.
Absolutely, and I want to commend Chairman Pitts and the Appropriations Committee for what how hard they've been working. As we talk about my colleague, Mr. Rainey, he has been in Appropriations from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. the last few weeks, and what they did and how we voted yesterday, if that's any indication what we can do in the House this session, I am so optimistic. At 148-0 on to approve the Medicaid, to fund it, and help these families, doctors and hospitals and nurses continue doing what they do every day. And so if we can take that step, I think we're going to have an incredible session, because you've got a House that's working together with leadership from the governor down. So exciting time to be in the Texas House.
That's for sure. Kyle Cassell joining us this morning. Now, you mentioned the governor, and let's talk about the fact that he is now becoming a shrinking number of governors who does not want to embrace the Obamacare. As a Republican, does that make you uncomfortable, and do you have any thoughts on where this may end up at the end of the day?
Well, you know, I've taken the initiative. I went and met with Senator Armbruster in the governor's office yesterday. I sat down with Chairwoman Lois Kohlkorst on public health, and, you know, right now there's the governor says, no, we are not going to get involved in the expansion of Medicaid. And Lois, you know, makes a good point that if we do nothing, we opt out, you know, we'll go from 25% to 15%. So we'll drop 10% of those folks on Medicaid, and, right. you know, we'll have some, you know, a little bit more local control. So with that being said, you know, there's a little optimism, but, you know, there's still going to be some shortfalls that we need to work on. And, you know, and that's why we're there. So that discussion, once we get the water situation figured out, you know, Senator Frazier and Chairman Ritter are doing an incredible job. So we'll, you know, we funded Medicaid, we'll tackle water, and then when the courts are done, we'll get on to education. But that gives us an opportunity in the next few weeks to start working on Medicaid. And I'll be in Waco today. I think you and I talked about that earlier, and I think we'll spend a lot of time talking about Medicaid expansion today in McLennan County.
This is something that's kind of neat. It's in the hot seat in Waco. What people, they did one here in College Station not too long ago. The Texas Tribune, a publication that covers Texas politics, goes around the state, and they bring elected officials in for different reasons, and so you'll be part of a panel that'll be taking place in Waco today, I think, about 11 o'clock. And I believe it's accessible through the website of Texas Tribune. And if you want to be there, it's free. You need to get a reservation. You need to RSVP. But who else is going to be on there with you, and what kind of subjects are you going to be handling?
Good. Yeah, we'll be – I think that we'll start at about noon.
Noon, okay, sorry.
On their website. Mm-hmm. The hot seat today will be – shared by Senator Birdwell and Representative Doc Anderson and myself. So, you know, you'll have the two McLennan County reps and our senator. So it'll be interesting. I think Medicaid expansion will be one of the topics, along with education and transportation and water. So I don't think we'll miss any of the good issues that we're facing right now.
Well, and again, as we talk about, you are right in the middle of rural Texas. It's something that's important. I guess Doc Anderson pretty much the same way. Y'all have adjacent districts, is that right?
Well, you know, I look at the legislature and I look at the governor, and I don't think he had anything to do with putting District 12 on this new district, but as Aggie and a true 12th man, as I get the opportunity to sit on the sidelines and watch John Rainey and watch Doc Anderson, I'm the 12th man representative.
There you go. So that'll be there, and it's accessible again on the Texas Tribune website if you want to hear a little bit of that today. And I don't know, anything specifically that you've got on the agenda for next week before we visit?
Well, not really. It's going to be another busy week. We are getting to that point where the locomotive is starting to move. So I am making sure I'm in tune with my committee chairman and environmental regs and agriculture. You know, unfortunately, I missed my ag committee meeting on Wednesday to be at the memorial service. But, you know, that's where I needed to be. It was truly, like I said before, my thoughts and prayers and a moving experience. And I will get to Austin on Monday, and we'll start running again.